Hello and welcome back to me talking about what I want to talk about. I'm sorry I've been gone, and I know you don't even care anyways, but I was just not busy. The first one I recorded, I wanted to talk about body shaming, but the problem was I felt like it wasn't so good, so I didn't bother. It's on my laptop, it's just going to be there forever. Nobody's ever going to listen to it. Except me relieving my pain. And also, I've gotten a new microphone. Yeah, you can tell, obviously, because the audio was bad in the first one, or the last one I did anyways. So today, as the topic would say, it's 2020, the recap. I wanted to name 2020 the musical, but I felt like people wouldn't really get what I'm talking about, so I renamed it in style. Because I'm cool like that. So we're just going to talk about 2020. What has 2020 been like for you? Has it been fun? No. Troubling? Yes. Dramatic? Very. And this is just a little part of it. I'm going to talk about different areas, but this is like the major one now. It's grouped into different parts. Oh, I had to go to Google to search all these things. So thank me, because it wasn't easy taking 2 hours out of my time, my precious, beautiful time, talk about this or read about it. So let's go to the first one. This is gotten from Wikipedia, just saying 2020 in Nigeria. Talking about like major events. I'm not going to cover everything here because I feel like some of them are too depressing and I've been laughing since, and I feel like I'll be like an asshole if I if I put those parts. So I'm just going to talk about things we will be familiar with. So starting from the month January, we have 8th of January. American rapper Cardi B announces she will seek Nigerian citizenship. Do I remember that? I don't remember that. Maybe it happened when I wasn't paying attention to life. I just remember she was all hyped about Nigeria and I was like, wow. Wow. I was surprised. So 31st of January, Donald Trump, we all know Donald Trump, expands the travel ban to include Nigeria and 5 other countries. Yeesh. I heard about that, but as I said, I don't pay attention to a lot of things that happen, so this news is so new to me in my head. Then February, 1st of February, a ban on commercial motorcycles goes into effect in Lagos State. I remember that. That is so clear in my head because I was angry. Because a lot of people's livelihood depended on that. And I was also relieved in a way because those people actually do get on my nerves. So, 4th of February, US $300 million seized from former President Sani Abacha's laundered accounts will be returned to Nigeria. Yeah, they're like, this dude had money everywhere. Like, literally everywhere. It was funny and sad to read, actually. Then 7th of February, we have American rapper Lil Wayne saying, I am more Nigerian than American. Why are people claiming Nigeria like this? I don't even claim Nigeria. They claim Nigeria more than me, the citizen. It's just surprising, I don't know. And this one I actually didn't know about, but it was so funny in my head. I know it shouldn't be funny, but it was. 27th of February, a golden bronze statue from Ife in Yoruba Kingdom is seized at the Mexico City International Airport and returned to Nigeria. The statue is little found to be a fake. There are things you shouldn't laugh about, and this is one of it. Bola, you're a bad person. I know. So, the depressing part of all this. We have 28th of February, the Federal Ministry of Health has confirmed an Italian citizen who works in Lagos has been confirmed as the first case of COVID-19 in Nigeria and sub-Saharan Africa. Wow. I remember when we were like, oh, COVID cannot come to Africa. I mean, Africa is too hot. COVID only survives in the cold temperature. And we're like, oh yeah, we're safe. And boom. Depression, of course. So that's sad. That's sad to think about. And 9th of March, I think we should all know this. The Emir of Kano, Lamido Sanusi. Lamido, I think that's his name, I don't know, is dethroned for disrespect to lawful instructions. I don't know what to say about that. I'm not into politics or kingship or kinship politics. I don't know. So 13th of April, yay, my birthday. People of African origin, including Nigerians. I'll just summarize this whole thing. It's talking about when Africans were being racially discriminated in China during the COVID-19 period. We all remember that, all the stories, you know, them sleeping on the streets, no COVID relief or anything for them, that kind of thing. 17th of April, considerable fake news about the coronavirus circulating in Africa. I can't remember most of the fake news. I really cannot off the top of my head. I should have checked more, but I was too lazy because I searched this in like 2 hours and tried to rush out this within 20 minutes. Wow, so creative of me. So this one's peculiar. Olalekan Hamid is sentenced to death in a trial broadcast on Zoom for the murder of his employer's mother. Imagine just clicking any Zoom platform, you seem like, oh, I'ma just have fun here, and boom, you see the execution of a man. That is jarring. That's scary. 30th of May, I really said I did not want to talk about depression stuff, but I have to talk about this one. Remember justice for the girl that was killed in church? It was so sad to actually think about someone just going there to read and her life taken away. That was just really, really depressing. Rest in peace. So 10th of June, the World Trade Organization accepts the nomination of two-time Nigerian Minister Okonjo Iweala as a Director General. Yeah, I don't remember when that happened, but yeah. That happened. So I'm happy that happened. So 11th of August, now we have musician Yahara Sharif Aminu, 22, sentenced to death by hanging in Kano State for blasphemy against Muhammad. No comments, because as I said, I avoid controversies, and that is a controversy in my eye. So avoid. October, this is just going so fast. I mean, so fast. 2020 was so fast, I can't believe it. 20th of October, sad. Lekki massacre in the NSAS protest. Armed security personnel used a live bullet to disperse crowd in Lekki, leading to casualties and fatalities. Lagos State Governor declares a 24-hour curfew in the state. I'm really happy they were clear to the point that, oh, they didn't use rubber bullets, they used live bullets to attack those people. Now, 31st of October, the United States Navy SEALs from the Naval Special Warfare Development Group rescued a 27-year-old American hostage held captive by armed gunmen near the border with Niger. I remember when that came out and, you know, people were like, SEAL, see how America is like caring for their people while we are here and they don't care about us. They never did. So on the 14th of November, witnesses said that soldiers shot civilians during a peaceful protest in Lagos on October 20. Oh, we all remember that. So we're in December now, and we have 14th of December. About half the 300 boys kidnapped by bandits in Katsina are still unaccounted for, which is just really sad to think about. So that is a general, like, recap of 2020. That's like, oh, well, that happened January, you know. January, I was in school. Then March, I just came home because ASU, strike, COVID, everything was scary. Elections, I mean, the US elections, Biden, Trump, all packed in 1 year. I mean, this year was a roller coaster and a lot of things happened. But don't worry, this is not the end of the podcast because I had to think of more ideas so you won't probably hate me or never listen to me again. One of them, I don't know. So now we're going to do Google top searches. Isn't this fun? It isn't fun. So now we're going to go to the top trending searches. So top trending searches that we're going to, like, top trending searches in Nigeria. I'm going to do global, but I feel like we should just focus on Nigeria here. Number one, coronavirus. Who's surprised? No one's surprised. Let's move on. The US elections. That's crazy, you know. Trump, Biden, I don't understand. I still don't get their politics. I try to, but it confuses my brain. Number three, Joe Biden. I saw him so cool. I don't know. He has a cool sunring. Number 4, Google Classroom. I remember helping my brother with this stuff and it was annoying. I don't know. I didn't like it. Number 5, Astro. No comment because they broke my heart. Number 6, Zoom Life. Remember when we were like trying to understand Zoom out? Like, Zoom was just like WhatsApp elongated. I'm sorry, I've never used Skype before, so that's how it is to me. Number 7, Rema. Where was Rema trending? Okay, I remember, I think there was a song. I don't know, I'm not really a fan of Rema, but I think he released a song. Number 8, Naira Marley. He probably did something bad, no offense. Number 9, Rema Sauda. I don't know. I don't know. I think she's a Kennywood actress. I think so. Number 10, Hush Puppy. I mean, that dude trended and died. I don't mean physical death, like trended and just died down like that. So now we're going to the top trending questions in Nigeria. So number 1, who's the new president of America? Who's the new president of America? So I'm going to answer that for you. I don't know. It's Biden according to the Electoral College, but it's not official yet, so yeah. Number 2, when is school resuming in Nigeria? That's a question we should all ask ourselves. As we said, they're going to cancel the strike soon. I guess I'm not really paying attention to all this news. Really bad at it. Number 3, how to make hand sanitizer. A lot of people wanted to know that. I mean, I saw a lot of homemade hand sanitizer. I was really skeptical because is this thing really going to work? Number 4, who is George Floyd? This George Floyd is a man who was maltreated by the police in one of the cases of police brutality against black people in America. That is so simple. So that is George Floyd. How to make face masks. Take a cloth, take thread, sew face masks. Who's Joe Biden? It's the dude that really likes dogs and is old. Old dog lover. Who is Lekan? Lekan, he's a PB Ninja housemate who rose to fame after winning with no connection, which is actually really, really cool. How to make cake? How to make cake? How to make cake? Why are you going to know how to make cake? That's like, how to make cake? Why would you want to know how to make cake? That's so weird. Number 9, who is Aisha Yesufu? She's an advocate who was popular during the Bring Back Our Girls time and is now popular during the NSARS protests. She is really cool. How to make bread. Wow, people are really hungry. So top trending people in Nigeria, we have Joe Biden. Why is Joe Biden number 1? Wow. And Trump didn't even make the list. That's sad. Number 2, Rema. I don't know why Rema was trending. I still don't know. Number 3, Naira Marley. I still don't know. Number 4, Rahama Saudi. I don't know. Number 5, Hush Puppy. We all know why. I don't need to be answering all the things, but you know why. Number 6, we have Lekan. Of course. Number 7, Kamala Harris, the vice president, soon to be vice president of the United States of America, and first yay black woman to be the vice president. So number 8, Omalay. I've never actually listened to the guy's song and like knowing it's him. Like, I was listening to the song one time in my cousin's car and I'm like, oh my god, this song is so nice, who played it? And I saw his name, like, I don't know him. Miriam Sander. I think she's the woman that killed her husband. I cannot remember. I don't want to give someone a bad name for something I can't remember. But number 10, Kai Havertz. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. So now, top trending songs. I'm pretty sure this was put before like November, December, because a lot of songs that came out during this time are not there. Okay, I think it did come around November and December, because number 10 is Holy Ground by Davido featuring Nicki Minaj. So yeah, cancel that, Bola. Oh god. So number 1, we have Davido with Femme. I actually really love that song. I'm not even a fan of Davido, but that song is a jam. I just love it so much. It's so nice. It's so calming to listen to sometimes. So number 2, Simi Duduke. I still love listening to that song. I still love hearing that song. Number 3, XXXTentacion. I don't know how to pronounce his name, I'm so sorry. Bad. I'm not a fan, so I don't know anything about that. So number four, Mayoko featuring Davido, Betty Butter. I don't know that song. Oh yeah, number five, Rema, Ginger Me. Baby, the ginger me. I don't know. I actually really like that song. I'm sure you do too if you're a fan of Rema. Number six, Rema, Woman. I do like Woman. My god, this song was very nice. Burna Boy, number seven, Wonderful. I'm not a fan of Burna Boy, so I don't even know the song. Number eight, Pato Ranking, Apule. I don't know, that song's just a jam. That song's a vibe. It's so nice. Number nine, Naira Marley, Teshimole. I think I remember that song in the wing. And number 10, Davido featuring Nicki Minaj, Holy Ground. So that is Google's thinking of how Nigeria was 2020, not ours, because a lot of things happened 2020. So we still have like other parts there, like actress of this year. We had number one, Rama Saudu. Number two, Eniola Badmus. Number three, Erica. I don't know how to pronounce her surname, so I'm not going to. But we all know Erica. Number four, Funke Akindele. Number five, Olu Jacobs. Number six, Nengi Hampton. Is Nengi an actress? I can't remember that. Number seven, Desmond Elliott. Number eight, Tom Hanks. Number nine, Temi Otedola. And number 10, Sydney Tucker. Is he an actor? Okay, I don't really know. Maybe I don't know. So now, movies and TV shows. We have Money Heist. I have never watched Money Heist. I don't know what it's about. I think I know season one, then the rest. I'm so confused. Number two, Big Brother Ninja. Oh my god, I watched that thing. No, I didn't. I'm not gonna lie. I just knew, oh, that's Leko, that's Nengi, that's Erica. That's all. Number three, Miracle in Cell number seven. I heard so many things about it, but till now I haven't watched it. So I'm sad. Number five, Mulan. They said it was a flop, but I don't know. I'm not really a fan of Disney remakes. They're always bad for some reason. Number six, The Old Guard. I heard a lot about it, so it's a really good movie. You should really check it out. Number seven, oh my god, it's 365 days. I watched a lot of reviews on it and it was terrible. It was quite terrible to people. Because they said it was like, what is it again? I can't remember. No, that show with Christian Grey and all that. So number eight, Citation. I still haven't watched them, sad. But that number nine, Danger Force. Why is Danger Force trending in Nigeria? Like, I don't know. They say it's not really that nice. It's not as good as Henry Danger, but okay. Number 10, Extraction. I think it's the one with one of the Hemsworth brothers. Chris Hemsworth should be. So I think that should be all for 2020. I'm sorry this is so short. I'm just brushing through all this kind of stuff. So what do you remember? You just sit down on your bed listening to this, and what can you remember from 2020? It was a very rushed year. It was like when you don't plan a TV show well and it just becomes a flop. That was 2020. I know it hasn't ended yet, and we still have like how many days to go now, and the government is still like, yo, you still got your NIN. I haven't gotten mine, but I ain't catching no COVID. You still, you know, have to stay at home. I don't know when you're listening to this, but wear your face mask, okay, so you won't be fined. And also, there might not be any crossover. I don't know, I cannot confirm, but if the cases do actually rise, they might not allow that to happen, which would be sad, because, you know, we want to say goodbye in a very big fun fair to this year. Bye bye. So there's so much more I would love to talk about, but time. I probably won't do a part two because my week is going to be super duper busy. So have fun. Merry Christmas in advance, or Aries. Anytime you're listening to this, I don't know. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm wishing in advance for this one because we are all going to enjoy the new year, okay? I hope you enjoyed listening to the things that happened here in short detail, and I hope you keep listening next year, because I'll love to continue this. It was fun. So goodbye. Sorry, I didn't put love my jokes. I don't know, I've been really sleepy and tired, so no jokes for me today. Take care and have a lovely day.